The interview was recorded for the Dursingham 2000 History Project on the 28th of January 1998. Please may I have your full name?
Full name is George William Pratt.
And you don't have any kind of nickname?
No, thank goodness.
Now, when did you first come to Dursingham?
Came to Dursingham 45 years ago.
And have you lived there all your life?
I've lived there since then. Before that I lived at Anmer.
Ah, right. And do any other members of your family live in Dursingham?
Yes, my son.
And the rest of them have gone?
Yes, my elder son, I live in Thetford, and my daughter lives in just outside London.
Now, what are your earliest memories of the village?
All my earliest memories of the village, I think, when moving here, it was a smallish village, but with all the services that one would require. Everybody knew everybody in the village.
Very sort of small and friendly.
Yes, right, yeah.
Can you think of anything that particularly stands out in your memory?
Yes, I think. Yeah, I think so. I think the fact, even in those days, going back, was perhaps during the summer months where the village was clogged up with traffic.
Yeah.
I think that is one of the things that perhaps stands out. In those days, there used to be a special constable stand on the four crossroads controlling the traffic.
Particularly on Sundays.
Particularly on Sundays, yeah.
And shops.
Yeah, well, I think we had all the small shops in those days, which a lot of them have gone now, and I think that's regretful, to be quite honest. I'm one of those people who still support the small shops, and I don't visit supermarkets.
Right, you don't think the convenience of supermarkets?
I think the convenience of supermarket was nice for people who hadn't got transport, something like that, because obviously you had lots of travelling back and forth on buses and. So yeah, they played their part, but then you could still get everything that they sell before they even built the supermarket in the village.
Were you here when the railway was running?
Yes.
What can you remember about that?
In fact, I used to travel from the from Dursingham railway station into Kingston on the train in those days, or Hunstanton on the train. Because I hadn't got a car when I first came here to live.
Well, of course, many people didn't, did
no.
they?
No.
That's why the train was so successful.
Yes. I think that was another regretful thing when they did away with that railway line. It would be nice to think that one day we shall have a railway running back through Dursingham again.
Do you think that's a possibility?
I wouldn't say it's a possibility. It'd be nice to think it was a possibility.
Yes. Because a lot of the line has now been...
Well, it's been sold off, and a lot of it was closed and ripped up. I mean, if they wanted to, no, we'd have to have a completely new route through from Kingston to... And that would cost a vast amount of money, which perhaps is not possible.
Well, they wouldn't get the benefit because there's too many car drivers.
That's right, Everyone's got a car nearly there.
Yes.
I mean, in the days when I first came here, I moved into number 42 Geller Manor Estate, the council houses, and I don't suppose in those days there was any more than two people on the Geller Manor Estate that had a motor car.
Yes.
And now, of course, everybody's got one, perhaps two.
Yes. The standard of living of people in villages now is totally different.
Oh yes,
isn't it?
And that has increased what it used to be.
Yes.
I mean, there are still some people, obviously, that can't afford those sort of things, but not as many as they used to be.
No. Now, you have belonged to some organisations in the village, haven't you?
I'm sorry?
Some organisations in the village you've belonged to.
Yes.
So would you like to tell us something about them?
Well, as you know, I'm chairman of the parish council of Dursingham, and have been for the last 28 years. And I've been on the parish council for about 38 years. So... obviously, from that, it is you get put on things that or asked to put on things that you wouldn't normally do. I'm also, as you full well know, Mrs. Kegel, a member of the county council, and a member of the borough council.
And small government.
So the organisation that runs it, well, I'm a governor of St George's School and have been for quite a long time, and I've got a truth to say, I pride that perhaps one of my most important and most enjoyable ones that I serve on.
Yes.
And more so because they have just had the Ostrich report, and because you will know,
yes,
as an ex-teacher, that it was a very, very good report, and something we should be proud of, I think, in Dursingham.
Yes.
But then St George's has always been a good school.
It has.
All my children were educated at St George's.
Are you a heaven?
All three of them.
Yes.
So that's that. As far as the other committees, I serve on the Churchyard Management Committee, which is a small committee of members of the church council and of the parish council, because we make a grant from the parish council every year to the church of at the moment it stands at £1,800 a year for the maintenance of our churchyard. So I serve on that. I serve on the management committee of the sports ground. I serve on the Halls Foundation at Snettingham, which is a, don't know if you, I'm sure you do not, because your previous school used to get grants on it. The Halls Foundation is a charity that gets money from use of the Cardinal Bit of Snettingham, and they then give that money, it has to be used for the education of
yes,
children.
Yes, there's sort of like a little sort of scholarship type.
That's
thing.
Right, and
yes.
I know we used to give grants to Smithton, and we also give grants to St George's here in Dursingham, because we help to educate the Snettingham children. So I mean that's and they're just a few of them. I mean there are
yes,
others as well. I serve on the Northern Area Road Safety Committee and rules, but you name it. I was up a few years ago, I was a member of the Community Health Council, but apparently when you're 70 years old, you're too old to serve on the Community Health Council, so there is no representation on that for people if you're over 70.
No longer fit.
You're supposed to be on the way out, you know. So quite a few that I've served on, and then of course I've got my committees that I serve on for the Borough Council and the District Council.
Now, if you think back over the years that you've done council work, can you think of any things in particular which would have been particularly interesting for people to know about?
No, I think, to be fair, that I think Dursingham, we've been lucky in Dursingham, as well, and actually we've always had a fairly good press coverage. We have, ever since I have been the chairman of the council, we open up a 15 minutes of the meeting where members of our parish can attend and ask questions and that sort of thing. So that's helped. Recently, of course, we've had quite a good press lady who is also a member of the council, in Mrs. Ruth Mountain, as you most probably
yes,
know.
Yes.
So I think we've had a fairly good coverage of things that people should know. And recently, within the last 2 years, we have now got a permanent council parish office where it is manned 4 days a week from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and that's based here on the police station. So if you see the clerk going in at the police station, she's not being arrested, she actually works there.
Now, there are must have been things you've dealt with in the councils where the villagers have felt particularly strongly about something. Can you think
I think the main one was and one that I shall always remember, and I was very pleased to see that the Eastern Daily Press ran a recent comment on it, although it happened quite a few years ago. When I first went on for the County Council, we had been trying since 1928 to get a bypass for Dursingham. And again, I'm sure you and your husband will remember this. And it had never been successful, merely because people said you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And I was determined when I went on to the County Council that was going to be my favourite push to get a bypass for Dursingham. And as you know, we were successful because in 1991 they actually opened the bypass for Dursingham, and that was brought about not only from my own point of view, but from the pressures that we got from people who lived in the village.
Because it was becoming almost impossible to get out of your road.
That's right. That's
if you
right.
led out onto
that's
the bypass.
Right. Yes,
I think people who've moved in now have no idea of
how
the
bad
inconvenience it caused.
No, that's right. And I think that is the main thing that I will remember, because I got I'm not ashamed to say this, I got a terrific amount of flack from people like the Friends of the Earth and
about the moth,
the bird people and all those sort of things, who didn't want it to go through the site of scientific interest.
Yes.
And I, although I'm not an anti
naturalist,
in fact I got a great interest in it. I felt that on this occasion that human yes. beings should take the priority rather than anything else. So I stuck my neck out, pushed it ahead, and eventually we got it approved.
Yes.
We got the money, and that was opened up in 1991, I think.
That's right, and it's made a wonderful difference.
I think it has, yeah.
Now, looking forward to do with the millennium, when we had our original meeting, one of the things that was suggested was a village hall. And for various reasons, we decided that really there was no need for a great big village hall. I mean, I have discussed this with lots of people. But one of the points was, where was it going to stand? Now, you are well aware of all the land situations in this village. If you were told we were going to have a hall tomorrow, where would it go?
I'd have to truthfully say to you, I don't know where it would go, because the only two places where I suppose it could go would be one on where the allotments is now, which of course was raised a terrific objection, because people want those allotments.
And who did the allotments belong to?
They belong to the charity trustees, so the parish council would have no say. Well, they would have a say in it, but the charity trustees would have to release the land, and I don't believe they would release the land. Good. And the other place, of course, would be on the recreation ground, which again would take an amenity away that we've already got. There is no point taking one amenity away to give it to something else.
Quite.
And so that would be the only two places. Other than that, of course, you'd have to look for land which is in the ownership of Her Majesty the Queen. And I must admit, I wouldn't want to say that isn't necessary, but I think we have in fact got a good church hall, which is not, I'm sure, fully used. We've got the youth centre, which certainly isn't fully used.
That was cool.
And we've got many other places where, you know, there is facilities are there if people want to use them.
Someone suggested, would it be possible to enlarge the space in the church hall? Because there is a big empty room on the other side of the wall. You see, it's a question of there isn't nowhere big enough for, say, a dance. What possibilities would there be there?
Well, again, you have to buy the land to start with. If you're going to increase it, if you're going to go to the other side of the wall.
No, I mean to knock down the existing wall between the two rooms.
Well, I mean that would be something that would be possible, but I would have thought if you'd done that, then you'd spoil the church hall.
Yes, yes.
I'll be quite honest.
Yes. Now, the other thing that is quite important.
And the other thing you have to think about, a case like that, if you're going to extend something, you've got to draw more people into it. You've got to look at car parking.
Of course.
And there wouldn't be space for the amount of cars that you want to park.
Yes.
For something bigger.
So it would clog up all the way around the church.
That's right.
The other thing is, the information that's being collected for this millennium, all these tapes of interesting information, have got to be available to the public who want to read or listen to it. And one of the places that has been suggested is the barn. Our famous barn by the church. Would that cause difficulties?
I don't see why it should, but I mean, again, it's in the ownership of the county council, and it's used for two purposes that I know. One is they store antique pieces of road furniture in there, that sort of thing, and the other one is part of it, which I've arranged to have the county council, is used by the church for the storage of their stuff that they have for the fly show, that sort of thing. And again, I wouldn't want to see the church turfed out.
Yes.
You know, because they haven't got anywhere else to store their stuff.
Quite, quite. Right. So there are always problems.
Well, yes, but whatever you do in life, there is a problem.
Of course.
Many of the problems can be got over. I'm sure that one could be got over, you know, because it's a big place inside the tithe barn, if you have a look. And maybe the highways department, with all their buildings they've got, Colorado, could take the stuff out of there to make it that available. I mean, that would be something that could be negotiated.
Of course. Yeah. Now, going back again, what would you say was the most important day that you ever spent in Dersingham?
The most important day, or the most interesting day?
Well, either.
I think the day that the bypass was opened, I think was the best day, because it was lovely to see what happened, and it was well planned. I always felt, I mean, they had policemen at either end of the new bypass, and they literally stopped all the traffic, and all the people who were there for the official opening draw all the way. Well, they came from the picnic area down to the roundabout, turned round the roundabout and back to Snettisham, and all the other traffic followed them. And for that day, I suppose Dersingham must have felt completely dead. And I think, yeah, that was that. I think I remember that day more than any other.
And can you remember any of the awful times, like the floods?
Yes, 1953.
What can you remember about that?
Well, I was involved in it. I was permanent staff of the Territorial Army at the time at Dersingham Trelaw. In fact, all the property that was recovered, the furniture, the old furniture, was stored in the garage at the Drill Hall. And part of the Drill Hall, the rear end of the Drill Hall, was used for the mortuary for the people who regretfully lost their lives. And I think that is another thing that I shall remember for a long, long time.
Now, how far up did the flood water come?
It came as far as just the other side of the railway station, the Dersingham.
The bottom end of Station
Road? Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So, were there many houses along that flood end?
There was a lot of houses down Snettisham. I mean, there was all 30 sort of people at Snettisham lost their lives alone.
Yes.
And in that fact, the last body to be found was found by a Territorial Army soldier 2 weeks later, and that was just the other side of the railway station at Dersingham, in that little wood.
Right.
So, I think that is the most terrible day I remember as well.
Do you think that could ever happen again?
Yes. Oh yes, I think so.
Why?
Well, I think with the force of the sea, if you get the wind and everything else and the tides going together, then I have to wonder whether the bank would be strong enough to hold it. I mean, there was a riverbank before, and I think, and I don't want to sort of mislead anyone, but I think, if I remember correctly, a piece of that bank, 40 feet long, literally was lifted and shifted almost into Dersingham by the force of the water. So yeah, I think it could happen again. I hope not. But I mean, there have been floods since then, I think in 1978 and something else, but nothing as bad as it was in 1953.
Only we still have properties that are sort of level with that water.
Oh yes, you do.
Now, don't we?
You see, you've still got properties down the Snettisham beach where people live in them all the year round, because you can't make them shift, because they were there before the planning laws came in.
And the houses that were built at the bottom end of Station Road.
That's right. Yeah.
They're on the water.
Oh yes. Yeah. I think I wouldn't think, to be quite honest, that. Well, I mean, it would be possible, in fact, I suppose, for it to come up, if it came as bad as it was in 53, and to get those new houses that had never been built just on the side of where the railway line used to be.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I hope not, but I mean, you can never tell.
Well, they go on about global warming and its effect on the seas, and it does make you wonder.
Yes,
now, do you remember anything about wartime in Dersingham?
No, because I wasn't here then, you see. I didn't come at Dersingham, I say 45 years ago, which was 1950.
Just out, yes.
Yes. Yeah, about 50. That was 53. 50,
yes,
yeah.
So it was quite a while after
right.
The war.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we were born in 53.
What are the biggest changes you've seen in this village?
Too much development.
Everybody says that. Is this not in my backyard?
Yeah, I think, now I think Dursingham, I mean, has more than trebled in size in the 40 years that I've lived here. I mean, you could name all the big estates that have been built. I mean, all the Mount Batten estate, the Valley Rise estate, the estate, Centre Vale, the two estates down Chapel Road, three estates down Chapel Road, all those are gone, have been built.
Yes.
The one behind the police station, all those have been built in the last 40 years. And I think it has, in some ways, it's spoilt Dursingham, because it's made it, as I say, three times bigger than what it was in 40 years ago. And that must have, I think that is development too quick.
So it's not so much like a village anymore?
No, it's a small town. In fact, I believe we're big enough now to have a mayor, but I'm not suggesting we do.
Now, I've discussed this with virtually everybody I've spoken to, but you've probably got a better insight than anybody. Is there anywhere now in the village left that can be built on?
The only bit, of course, is where Mr. Super is still building now.
But once that's full?
I think once that's full, then, thank goodness, the only thing you're going to have then is infilling little bits of the odd house. Unless, of course, the Royal Estate release some of their land, but I can't see them doing that.
But that would be up the hill?
That would be, yes. Yeah.
And we certainly couldn't go any further towards the sea?
No.
So, basically, we will be full?
I think so.
And then we can put...
And then we can pull the drawbridge up.
So we can never become a suburb of Lynn.
Well, I jolly well hope not. I mean, that's the last thing I would want.
So what would... So, presumably, you don't want to see any more building?
No. I think what we've got now is... Well, I think what we've got now is too much already. As I've already said.
Yes.
So, I don't want to see it extended.
Right.
And I can't see the Royal Estate releasing land for development.
No. So, when it says, what would you like to see happen in the future, apart from no more building, is there anything else?
Well, one thing I would really like to see is more people take an interest in local government. I think local government is even more important to us than national government, because it affects everyone on the spot. And I think... You know, the more people take interest in it, and then the better service you'll get.
Why do you think people don't?
I think a lot of people perhaps might think to themselves, "Oh well, I want it done, but I don't want to be involved in kicking up a fuss."
Yes.
I mean, I've been to a meeting this morning, and actually, someone said that just to me this morning. It's natural, so I think if. Obviously, if you're going to join local government, then you must do the things that are correct for the whole of the community and not just for yourself because you have to be in business.
Yes, right. Now, you have retired already, so awful question, do you want to be buried in the village?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Up in the church?
Yes.
That
yes.
you helped to look
yes.
after?
Yes.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What does... The word millennium, the year 2000, mean to you?
Let's see. Well, I'm coming up to 78 years old, Mrs. Kay. This is a bit of a difficult question. I'm coming up to 78 years old in June, so I shall be 80 when we get the millennium. I always pride myself, I'm exactly 20 years younger than Her Majesty the Queen Mum. I don't know if you want to put the argument up or not. So I'm quite proud of that. I've got to say, really, there's nothing that you can say because...
You probably feel the same as Mrs. Nurse, who was the oldest person I've interviewed so far, who says she would just like to be alive.
That's right. And see it through.
Yes.
Yeah. And see what is happening, you know.
Yes. But it hasn't got any terrific significance to you.
Well, to me, it's just another year, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's interesting to see what will happen. I don't. But I'm saying, if people are going to spend lots of money from the millennium, to do this, do that, and they're all everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
Yes.
And that's all going to cost money. Would it not be better to put that money into something, to help those people that really need help now, rather than wait till the year 2000 to do it?
Yes. Yes. And what would you like to say to someone in Dursingham in 100 years' time, if presumably you were still around?
If I was here in 100 years' time, what would I like to say? I would hope that they will continue to look after the village of Dursingham as it's been looked after in the past, and yes. to keep the services that we've got and to improve them. And one of the things I would like to see before I make my move is that we get a bank back in Dursingham.
A lot of people have said this. Why is it such a disadvantage?
Well, I can't see it, because I mean, when Dursingham was a quarter of the size, we had a bank in Dursingham. And now it's the size it is, they can't let us have just one little branch one day a week. Doesn't make sense to me.
Do you think they think that having the post office is enough?
Well, I mean, if people think that, then they aren't thinking, are they? They're just short of, must be short of some brain cells, because, I mean, the post office is not a bank anyhow.
No. So, a nice new bank in the village.
Yes, that's right.
And then we'll all be...
That'd be my next achievement.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.